Okay, here we go. First of all, test. Uvnei Yisrael holchu vayabosh b'soch hayom v'hamaymu hamchayma mi minam u'mi sim oylam. They went to the water. They went on dry land. B'soch hayom. They went on dry land. B'soch hayom. V'hamaymu hamchayma. The water was the water was a wall on the right side and the left side. Rashi pasuk of tes. Rashi and there is no Rashi. What does the Targum say? Pasuk of tes. They went on the dry land in the yam. And the water was a wall. On the right and on the left. Okay, over here on the side of the page, is there any comments on this? I don't think so. There are no comments on this. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed. Now we come to davening. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaroi. Vayoyisha Hashem, Hashem saved. Vayoyisha Hashem, Bayom Hu Es Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim, Hashem saved, salvation. Miyad Mitzrayim, Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis Al Sfas Hayom. Rashi Pasuk Lamed, Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Meis, Shepolton Hayom Al Sfasai, Kidei Shelo Yoymu Yisrael, okay, so it says they saw the Mitzrayim Meis. Question, why, how did they see the Mitzrayim Meis? If they drowned in the Yam, so they were in the water. How could the Jewish people possibly see the dead? How could they see them? They're drowned. They drowned in the water. So the answer is Rashi says this pasuk is teaching us that they saw shepolton hayom al sfasa, that the Yam spit them out on the edge kidei shelo yoimu, so that the Jewish people should not say yomu yisrael kashem shanu oilim mitzad ze kachem oilim mitzad acher. They should not say that they're alive, and if they're alive, they're going to come get us. Maybe now we survive this battle, but the war continues, and maybe they're going to come attack us later on. So in order that they should not say that, that's why Hashem did the favor. Vayar Yisrael, they saw. Okay, that's and when did Hashem pay back? Hashem paid back ribbis. Hashem, the Yam didn't want to spit them out. So Hashem said to the Yam, do me a favor, spit them out. I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. And that was by the story of Devorah. That's the Haftarah. Devorah. It says here in the war that they went out with 900 chariots and the Nachal Kidron swallowed all 900 chariots and they were not spit out. So the story of Devorah, the story of Devorah was payback. It was payback for the Yam spitting, and Hashem paid 150%. Hashem borrowed 600, and Hashem paid back 900. So why don't we say it's ribbis? It's mamish ribbis. So that's not ribbis, because that's the ribbis kitzutza. But over here, the pasuk over here says that, okay, that's what it says in this pasuk lamed. Now let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum pasuk lamed, uferak Hashem b'yoy mahahu. The word uferak means redemption. On that day, Yas Yisrael miyodah de Mitzray, from the hands of the Egyptians. V'chazo Yisrael Yas Mitzray. Okay, the word is Mitzray, the Egyptians. And the Jewish people, they saw Moisin al Kef Yama, and they saw the Jewish people dead on Kef Yama, on the edge of the Yam. Okay, so let's see that over here on the side of the page, it says Uferak Perek Umilo. It says over here, Vayosha Hashem, Vayosha Hashem Uferak. Redemption. So over here it says with Farak Hamil Prak Mungulus Perushoi Yeshua the Mokum Shakvar Nim Tsoim Bitsara Ulufize Gilanu Hatagum Shava Yosha the Mikra Perushoi Mitoichatsara Frem Bitfila Melch Oizer Umoshia Umogain Enum Stamilum Nifrodim Vahin Losh Nakosa Vayifrukenu Mitsarenu. So he's saying over here a very deep idea. He's saying here's the word Vayosha. Is a word which means when you have a tzara, that you are in the middle of a tzara. Mitoich ha-tzara.
Rabbi.
Yes.
You spent a couple of times. The Egyptian, Mizraim, Egypt, the land of, and if this song, also, why they have to be saved from the hand of
the Egyptians?
Egypt. When is Egypt, I would, Egyptian. So why one place the Elder Scroll translates it Egypt, and the next one he saw the dead people Egyptians,
okay,
like people. So the people were treated in to kill, not the land,
the country. I mean, you can
he
say
translates like the Hashem saved Israel from the hand of the Egypt, and Israel saw the Egyptians die.
Hashem. So you said Hashem bayom who shol mi. So the first time it says it, Vayosh Hashem bayom who shol miyad Mitzrayim. From who? What has it translated from the country?
Egypt. No, from the country. Like Egypt.
And then Vayayushalas Mitzrayim, they saw the Egyptians. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting.
In the Hebrew, in the text, is the same spell.
Same word. And what is the Targum? So the Targum is Farak Hashem Yimahu Yosishol Miyodod de Mitzroei, the Egyptians. The Chazoy Yishol Yos Mitzroei. Okay, so you're saying something is very, very good. You're saying a very good point. We have to, this we really have to ask the editor of the Art Scroll. We have to ask him why he did that. Because he's doing something he's doing something that is very controversial. Okay, the pasuk does not say anything. The pasuk Vayosha Hashem Yishol Miyad Mitzrayim. All it says is Mitzrayim. Vayar Yishol Es Mitzrayim Meisal Sod. Now the second half of the pasuk cannot mean the country. It means Vayar Yishol Es Mitzrayim. There it means the people. The people. The first part of the pasuk.
We were talking in the previous
right.
Sakim. They left the Mitzrayim. Okay, that you could understand. They left the land of
right.
Of
the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt. Right. So here you can't say
but
that.
But here is in the same pasuk.
Right. You can't say that in this pasuk. Here you can't say. Here you can't say that. Here it has to be. The Vayar Yishol Mitzrayim Nes. Dead means they saw the Egyptians. But the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, you can say Vayosh Hashem Bayem Ues Yishol Miad Mitzrayim. There you can say either way. You can say either it means the country or the people of the country. You're right. The second half of the pasuk, there's no way to understand it simply unless it means the Egyptians. But the first half of the pasuk, you can say either it means the Egyptians or you can say the country. Why then did the Art Scroll editor decide to say that the country? Maybe because it is too much repetition?
And Rashi doesn't...
No comment.
Rashi
is no comment. Right. There's no Rashi. Yeah,
only
the second part. Only the second part that saw the people. Yeah. The first part he does not address, but the Targum does address. The Targum says, "Ufarak Hashem b'yemahu yos Yisrael miyodod demitzroei." So whoever translated the pasuk in the Art Scroll did not follow the Targum at all. He's making up his own. I don't know where he's getting it from. Maybe there's a source for this. There must be someone that talks about this. But at least here we have Rashi and the Targum. Rashi does not address this. And the Targum does. The Targum is consistent. Mitzroei, which we learned it means the people. It means the people. I don't know. I don't know what it means. I hear. Okay, now he makes a whole deal over the word Vayosha as the word. I'm not sure I understand what he's trying to say over here. Let's go further with this. Okay, what else to say over here? He says over here, Moisin, this one dead. The word Moisin is Lashon Hoive. Over Medrash, Meisim in the Meisim. Einoy Oimer, it doesn't say the Rabim, Elamase, Demesim Veloy Elamase, Demesim Veloy Masons, a Dalit. Ayar Yishol Elamase, Demesim Veloy Masim. What does that mean? Klema Shero, some Bishos, you see, it says Nafsham, the Tigam Belosh and Rabim, Loy Klosh Nakosim, Vene Shechlev, Mitzrayim Belosh and Yachid, Lemitzroe. Okay, so saying of your Achidish. Moisin, he means. When we translate the pasuk, we say Vayayishol Mace. What does it mean? The word Mace. It could be there's a difference between Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi says Shepolton Hayom Al Sfas the Kadesh Lo Yom Yisrael Keshem Shanu Goyim Mitzad Zekachel Mitzad Ache. According to Rashi, you can learn simply, it means is that the way Rashi appears, I don't know if it's correct or not, is that they drowned and they died in the Yam. They drowned in the Yam. And after they drowned in the Yam, then, after they were dead, the Yam spit them out. Targum, maybe, that would be the simple understanding of the pasuk. I think that would be the basic idea. Targum over here says the word moisin, which means in the present tense. And he's suggesting that the word mace is not the right word. It just says Vayarish Alas Mitzrayim Mesim. Belushon Rabim, dead, mesim. That would be the correct grammar. What's the word mace? So he says mace, with the translation of the Targum, means dying. The Yam spit out the Egyptians when they were still alive. They were still moving. And then they spit them out on the dry land. And then on the dry land they died. And the Jews came to watch. And they witnessed the moment of death. Mace is a verb. It's a verb. It's not a noun. It's an action. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim. They saw the Egyptians, mace. They saw the moment of death. They saw their neshama leave their body. Yitzias neshama, al sfas hayam. They saw them die al sfas hayam. How do you know that? Because the Targum translates the word my sin, which means in the present tense. It's not the correct word. You would say they should have saw them. Okay, I don't know the Aramaic properly, but that's a chiddush. Loshen hoive uve medrash meisim. The medrash says meisim in a oimer el meis. The meisim v'loy meisim kolaymar sharo oisam b'shas itseis nafsham. So that's what the Targum seems to be translating it. You can argue that Rashi disagrees, and Rashi is saying that no, they died in the Yam, and then the Yam spit out their dead bodies, and that would explain why Rashi is making this comment. Rashi could have said many things. The only comment Rashi makes on this pasuk is that the Yam spit out their bodies so that the Jews can see them dead on the Sfas Hayam. And the way that, I don't know if it's correct or not, but the way Rashi appears to read the pasuk, it seems is that he's coming to disagree with the Targum. Is that Targum, they spit them out alive and they died died outside, and Rashi says, no, they already were dead. But they were spit out that they should not they should not say, oh, they're really alive, they're on the other side, they're going to come to get us. There was a need for them to see them dead. And that has nothing to do with where they died. See, that interpretation does not demand that we have to see them die. It just means that they knew they were dead. All right, something along those lines. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayari Yisrael es Hayod HaGadol Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. They saw the Yod HaGadol, the outstretched hand, where Hashem did in Mitzrayim. Vayiru Ames Hashem, they feared Hashem. They saw what Hashem did, they were afraid of Hashem. Vayiru Ames Hashem, they were afraid of Hashem. Okay, the word is Vayiru. When you lay, you have to be very careful. If you lay Vayiru, if you read the Reish, Vayiru, it means they saw. It does not mean they saw. It means they were afraid. Vayi, you have to pause. Vayi re'u. They were afraid of Hashem. Vayaminu ba'Hashem. They believed in Hashem of Moshe Avdo. Lamed Aleph, Rashi, es hayor ha'gedola, es ha'gevura ha'gedola, she'osesu yodoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw the powerful might, the gevura ha'gedola, the great gevura, Hashem's hand is done. V'harbe l'shoynes noiflin al l'shon yad. V'chulon l'shon yad mamish hein. And v'farshoy, it means the hand. And v'farshoy, yitzakein haloshoyn achar inyon hadibur. Context. And you have to understand, the word yad means the hand. It means the physical hand. And you have to adjust its understanding, what it means, based upon the context. So being that, the context over here is Hashem's deeds, the Gevura HaGedoyla. That's the Yad Hashem. Now, he's coming over here to say, obviously, he's making the statement, Rashi, because he's coming to disagree with the Targum. So what does the Targum say? Pasuk Lamed Aleph. It says here, V'chazo Yisrael, the Jewish people saw, Yos, Givuras, the might, Yido Rabisa, the Avar Hashem b'Mitzroei, the Egyptians, Udechilu Amo min Kodam Hashem, the nation was afraid of Hashem, Veheminu b'Meimrod Hashem, he's adding in a word over here, they believed in the words of Hashem, Uvin Vius Moshe, and the prophecy of Moshe Avi. So let's go backwards. Targum is beautiful here. Targum over here says that when they believed in Hashem and in Moshe, it doesn't mean, what do you mean they believed in Hashem? They believed in Hashem's words, and they believed in the prophecy of Moshe. Because the Targum always is trying to create a wedge, a separation between us and Hashem. Don't think for one moment we have anything in common with Hashem. Hashem is infinite beyond infinite. So when it says that they believed in Hashem, all it means is they believed in the words of Hashem. The words of Hashem were conveyed by Moshe Rabbeinu. And when they believed in Moshe, they believed in Moshe as a true prophet. Because there were a lot of prophets that were walking around the streets that were fakers, were phonies. So you had to know who the real prophets were. They believed in Moshe that he was a prophet. He adds that into the pasuk, because the pasuk does not tell us. Every time I read this pasuk, I always sort of means, yeah, they believed in Hashem, they have a moon in Hashem. And they had a moon in Moshe. Moshe's a good guy. He's looking out for our best interest. No, that's not what it means according to the Targum. They believed in the words of Hashem. We're creating a separation between Hashem and us with Hashem's commandments. And those commandments were related to us indirectly through Moshe, through the Torah. And when they believed in Moshe, they believed in something very specific about Moshe. They believed that Moshe was a prophet. Like you have a politician. Do you believe in the politician? What does it mean, do you believe? Do you believe in Trump? Do you believe in Biden? What does that mean? It means we hold from this person, we trust him, that he is going to look out for us and engage in policies that are for the benefit of the country and for us. That just means he's a person. This is the best candidate. No, that's what I always thought it meant. I always thought it was, we believe in Moshe. Moshe is a good guy. He's a good guy. He cares about us, and he cares about the nation, and he's going to go and act in our best interest. He's not corrupt. He's not trying to manipulate anyone, do anything. He's looking out for the people. No, that's not what the Targum says. We believe that Moshe was a Navi Emes. He was a real prophet. He had a real divine connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was transmitting the word of God. And the word that he transmitted, we believe in those words as well. Whatever those words are, we believe in them. That's a very different pshat than just translating the words simply. Now, the beginning of the pasuk says, the Yad HaGadol, the Hayod HaGadol. So it seems that the word Yod does not necessarily mean a hand with five fingers. The word Yad means something else. So let's see over here what it's over here in the commentator. It says here, I'm going to just jump down the middle, Yodo Rabbeinu. Gami kan mechich Ramban, she'ein unkelis yore meha hashkama, she'arei tirgim ha'yod kipshuto udloki Ramban, she'unkelis b'yreach mikol dover ha'moyre hashagshama b'boyre. Avul Rabbeinu said, you go in perish ha'yod ha'gdoilo ha'mako ha'gdoilo u. V'ze omnom tirgim unkelis atzmoy le'el. Wow. Okay. So the Yodo Rav Sadia Goin. Targum over here, the uncle seems to contradict himself. When it says here, the Yod HaGidoyla. What is in the Yod HaGidoyla? Does the word Yad mean a hand with five fingers? So it seems that uncle is not here, but elsewhere. And Rav Sadia Goin, no such thing. Hashem does not have a hand with five fingers. The word Yod means the Makkah. It means... It's a word which means the smiting. Hashem crushed. Hashem brought on the enemy destruction. So when it says they saw the Jews, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim, Vayar Yisrael, they saw es Hayod HaGedoyla, they saw Hashem punish. It does not mean they saw Hashem's hand. What would be the difference? I think the difference is, if you say it means hand, you saw something very, you saw the details.
The result.
The result?
Yeah, like the end, whatever happened.
Okay, so that's the question.
The outcome.
Not the actual thing, the outcome versus the act of destruction. So, which one means what? According to Rav Sadigon, the word yod means the makkah, not the outcome. It means the act of Churban. They saw the act of Churban, that Hashem destroyed the Egyptians. You're saying the yad means, and therefore what? Now that they've been destroyed, what's next? Hey, I'm not sure. This seems to be a very big deal.
Because they saw death in death on the shore. They all died. This is the result.
Oh, they saw the outcome that they're dead on the so you're saying over here they saw them dead on the seashore. And that's what it means. That's more related to the physical outcome of the yad. Okay, that's interesting. You're saying very somewhere interesting. Okay, so over here, Rash, look at Rash again. Rash over here is obviously he's coming to respond. And as we all learn, Rashi is coming to respond to the Targum. And if Rashi says Hayod HaGedola, he says HaGivura HaGedola She'osiso Yodoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hand of God has done a makkah. So the word Yad literally means a hand. So we're giving Hashem a hand. Now, how could you do that? Well, Rashi always does that. Rashi always likes to make believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is relating to us in a human form. That's what Rashi likes to do. Hashem, of course, is not a human being, is not human at all. But when Hashem speaks to us, Hashem speaks to us as if he is a human, in human form. That's why he says, the Gevura HaGedola She'osiso Yodoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Yad appears all over the place. V'chulon l'shoin yad mamish. All of these words mean one thing only, means a yad. V'amifarish, so the one that has to translate it, yisakein ha'lashon achar inyan hadibar. You have to figure out how to translate the word to make it make sense in its context. Now, if Rashi is going out of his way to say that the word yad means literally a hand, and we have a principle that Rashi is always coming to disagree or to promote Unkelus. So what does Unkelus say? The Yedo Rabbisa. Now the problem is, it sounds like Unkelus also is translating the word Yodo to mean a real hand. So, is Rashi really responding to Unkelus? Unkelus seems to be on the same team as Rashi. Now the problem though is...
The last few words of Rashi says you have to adapt it to the context.
Correct. Right. That's because even Rashi has to agree that Hashem does not have a physical hand. So, but yet, even though Hashem does not have a physical hand, the Torah still speaks in terms of Hashem having a hand. The equivalent in the spiritual world is a physical hand, and there's the equivalent in the spiritual world of a hand. Unkelus does not want to do even that. Generally. Unkelus, whenever you find Hashem and man, Unkelus is going to go out of his way. Don't ascribe anything even remotely similar to a human being. Hashem doesn't have a hand. Hashem doesn't have a Zroya Netuya, a Yod HaGedola. Unkelus is always going out of his way and saying, don't fool yourself in thinking that the Ribbono Shel Olam has anything in common with you. Even though, of course, you know that's true, but we in Rashi always like to make believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Hashem wears tefillin, Hashem wears a talis, Hashem has legs. Now, of course, these are not physical legs, they're not physical hands, but still we talk in terms that Hashem does. L'saber es ha'oizen, in order we can understand what this means. Unkelus says, don't even do that. Don't do that. Don't go and whenever you can, don't make believe that Hashem has anything that is even symbolic of something physical in this world. Now, in this pasuk, that's a big problem. Because in this passage, the Targum seems to say that no, Hashem does have a yad. It says here the word, the Yodor Rabbisa. However, he writes over here in this parish that if we go back, if we look at what the Targum says, Gan mikan hochiach Ramban shein unkelis yorei me'ashkama. See, over here, if you take it literally, over here, the Ramban, the one that actually hones in on this pasuk, is the Ramban. And the Ramban says, look at this. Look at this. Even unkelis agrees that we can describe Hashem in some type of physical terms. The Ramban says, we got you, unkelis. Even though you all the time, you push away with shtei odayim to separate from. Look, here we do it. Sharei, tier game, hayar kibshutai. Then he goes on, uduloi ki harambam, shunkulis, no. The Rambam says, shunkulis berech mikol davar hamoyru ha-agsham berei. See, I never knew this. Over here, this whole idea that I always tell you, you know who talks about this idea? The Rambam and the Ramban. And they both discuss unkulis. And the Rambam says that the unkulis never ever describes Hashem in physical terms. And the Ramban argues with the Rambam and says that he does. And here is proof. So how does the Rambam deal with this pasuk here? I don't know. Avol Rabbeinu Sadya Goin Perish, Hayyad Agadola Hamaka Hamaka. So we do find over here another Rishon, they have Sadya Goin, which is a Goin, not the, before the Rishon. And he says the word Yod means the Maka. Vizir Omnam, and guess what? Unkelis himself, Tirgim Atzmelot, that Pasuk Test, Perik Test, Pasuk Gimel. We go back to Perik Test and Pasuk Gimel. Test, Perik Gimel says, Hinei Yad Hashem Hoya Mak of Dever. The Yad Hashem Hoya Bimiknecha Asher Basodev Basusim Bachamarim Bagmalim Babokor Vatsun Dever Kaved Moid. So here, Pasuk Gimel, and this Pasuk Targum, Ha Macho Min Kodom Hashem Havya. In here, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel, Targum translates the word Yad as a Macho, a Maka. Targum over here, he sees a contradiction. Here, the Targum says Yad means a Maka, not a hand. And here, it says, Vayarishol Sayyod HaGedola. They saw, it says, a yad, the yod, the yod. So the Targum was inconsistent in how he translates the word hand. And Avsad Yagon ignores our unkelis and only focuses on the unkelis back in Perik Tes, Pasuk Gimel, where there he translates the word yad as a maka. So how do we, what do we do? What do we do over here? So we have over here basically a contradiction in Unkelis himself. Okay, so this is you want to say that sometimes Unkelis, you know, I don't know how to answer it. He doesn't explain it. We have over here a contradiction. It's very interesting over here. Okay, let's see what else. Okay, now I'm going to go back. It says they saw the Gevura. The beginning it says Shachosif Unkelis Hamila Zuk Kevin the Siv Asher Asav Loshen Amikra Vhosif Ramban Unkelis Ibe Farsh Kashu Deperush Shal Yagidolo Hia Gevura Gedolo El Unkelis Moisav Loshen Amikra Unkelis Gemara Gevura Zu Yitzias Mitzrayim Shnei Vayar Yagidolo Chinu Mitzvos Arvis Vrobam Gevura Asav Al Shem Pasuk Zev Chinu Betilim Vayoshem Lodia as Gevura Asav. Cause Rabbeinu Mechai Yesh Chol Lispoin V'Targum Unkelis V'Yos Gevuras Yido Der Abasa Shachoyisav Al Kosov Lashem Gevura V'Bol Rames Ki Agevura Shabo Shimidas Adin Ma'akes Mishraim V'Hachesed Shabo Ma'atas Shabo. Okay, there's a lot going on over here. This is a very important Unkelis. Okay, I went to the Yad. But in the beginning of the pasuk, Vayosha Asher, it says in the beginning, Vayarishol Es Hayod HaGedoyla. What does the Targum say? Lamed Aleph. V'chazoyis shol yos, that's S, and then he adds in a word, Givuras Yido, Rabisa. He adds a word in the pasuk that does not exist. They saw the Givuras Yido. So maybe that really answers the question all along. See, the Targum over here refuses to translate the word Yad literally. Because if he would be like Rashi, yeah, Hashem has a hand. Hashem has a hand. Hashem's hand is not a physical hand. It's a conceptual, it's a ruchnius hand. And Hashem allowed himself to make believe that he has a hand so we can relate to his hand. So Hashem has a hand. There are five fingers. Each finger is a spiritual concept. Hashem does this with this finger and that finger and this finger and that. Hashem has a hand. That's Rashi. Let's learn like the Rambam's understanding of Unkelis, that Rashi, Unkelis will never ever allow you to ascribe anything remotely physical to Hashem, even in concept. Hashem is not a human being. Don't even try to make believe that in the spiritual world there's a parallel in Hashem's dealing with us of a hand. Oh, but it says the word Yad. And the Targum here is willing to translate the word Yad as Yad. So the Targum says, not so fast. I will not just translate the word Yad, Yad. I'm going to add a word in the Pasuk that it does not say. And this is rare. Targum, I mean, it's not so rare, but it's not the style of Unkelis to add words into the Pasuk that doesn't say. Vayar Yisrael as Gevuras. The Gevura of Yidah Rabbisa, of his big hand. Gevuras Yidah Rabbisa. So I'm suggesting to you that when you add the word Gevuras Yada, the word Yad doesn't mean a hand. It means his Maka. See, back in Perek Tes, in Pasuk Gimel, there he didn't add any words. It says, the Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha. So it doesn't say the Gevura. It just says, Hine, Yad Hashem Hoya, Pasuk Gimel, Ha Macha. It just says a Macha, a Maka. It doesn't say Gevura. So you're going to say the word Yad. Oh, you can't say that word. So you got to make a new word. They saw Hashem's Maka. Okay? Here, for whatever the reason is, he doesn't want to say the word macho. Why did he say? Yar Yisrael as they saw as hamaka hagidoyla, the macho gidoyla shos Hashem. Why did the Targum say that? I don't know. Why didn't he say Yar Yisrael as the macho hagidoyla? For some reason, he didn't want to do that in this pasuk. So instead, he said the gevuras yad. Gevuras yad is not the yad. A yad is a physical hand with five fingers. Gevuras yad means his powerful intervention, his powerful behavior. But it doesn't mean a hand with five fingers. His powerful behavior, the word gevura to the word yad changes the word yad from a physical hand to a conceptual hand. Okay, that's what I want to suggest over here based upon what we've learned. Okay, now the next part is very interesting. Next part over here is can we do the Gevura? And then they believed in the words of Moshe. Vayaminu, vayaminu, bahashem, uvimoshe avdo. And the Targum adds a word to the Pasuk, bememra. Chois of unkelis amila hazu v'chein eitzel avram avinu v'hemin bahashem. It's not the first time that when Avraham believed in Hashem, Avraham believed in the words of Hashem. V'yoy, l'kvar, kos Ramban, sh'unkelis yoysef amilu memro, harbe pamim al pisoit ha'yidua l'maskilim, fine. Avol, tzorchin, eich lohavin, atargum, she'im heminu b'nevuas shal Moshe, kal v'choymer, she'minu b'memro da Hashem. Ah, yes, a very good question over here. This repetition. If you're going to tell me over here is that they believed Hashem, uvimoshe avdo, they believed in the words of Hashem, and they believed that Moshe is a true prophet. Wait a minute. Once you believe that Moshe is a true prophet, you automatically believe in the words of Hashem. It's totally zeh b'zeh. So all the pasuk should say according to Unkelis is vayaminu uvimoshe avdo, vayaminu b'moshe avdo. They believe that Moshe is the Navi Emes. If you believe that Moshe is another MS, it automatically means that you believe that the words that he's saying are the words of God. So why do you have to say they believe in the words of God, and they believed in that Moshe was a true prophet? I guess, I don't know why it's Shakasha. It's step by step. First, you have to believe in the words of God. And then you have to believe that this man Moshe is a true transmitter of those words of God. Because sometimes, yeah, I believe, of course I believe in God. I believe in the words of God. But how do I know that these are the words of God? Today, AI. We have a lot of scandals lately, even with Biden. People have these calls, and the technology is so advanced where you can type up a script, whatever you want, and you can have it said in the voice of anyone that you want. And it will be said with such precision, there's no way to tell if the person really said or didn't say it. We have a recording of a person, and he makes these crazy statements. Who says he really said it? Technology is available where you can say whatever you want to say in someone else's voice. So just because we believe in Hashem, how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi Emes? There are two different zachen. We believe in the words of Hashem, and we also believe that Moshe, you are the true transmitter of the Ribbono Shel Olam's words. I mean, Moshe Abdu. Okay, I don't know why it makes a big deal about that. Okay, next Unvius. All right, I know, he's saying some other things, it's not important. Okay, fine. So this is Moshe Avdo. All right. Okay, maybe this is just the very beginning of Oz Yashir, just one more minute. Oz Yashir, Moshe Avdo, Oz Yashir, Oz Hashem, Vayimulem, Arshu, Lashem, Ki, Go, Oz, Sus, Vodach, Lo, Rebbe, Yom. What does Rashi say? Long Rashi, we can't do long Rashi. Let's see, just a one little Targum. Oz, what does the Targum say this Pasuk? Bechein. Shabach. Moshe Avnei Yisrael, Yos Tushpachta. So what does it mean the word oz? Bechein. Bechein. What does the word bechein mean? You know, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, in Rosh Yom Kippur, uvechein. Uvechein tzadikim. Yidu shemecha. Uvechein tin kova liyamecha. Tila l'reyecha. V'sik v'tev l'darshecha. V'eschein peh l'mayachin l'mulach. Simcha liyartzecha. We say the word uvechein. Uvechein. So Oz, Yosher Moshe, the Targum translates the word Oz with the word Bechein. Alright, doesn't explain it very much. And then it's the word Shabach, Bechein, Shabach. The word Yosher means to praise. Loshon Shira Baramis, Mash Oimrim, Shibchu Ahuvim, Hual Shem Oz, Yosher Moshe. We say in Davening, Shibchu Ahuvim, Shibchu, they praised. Shibchu means they sang a song because since it says Oz Yashir Moshe, and the Targum for the word Yashir is the word Shabach. So when we say Shibchu Geulim, it's a reference to Oz Yashir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael when they were redeemed. Okay, that's a nice word. Hu al Shem Oz Yashir Moshe B'Targum B'Kach B'Chein Shabach. Targum B'Loshein Ovar. Okay, he goes into past and present, which I don't want to do. All right, we'll stop over here, Ablazer. Thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Have a good night. All the best. I'm Mordechai, how are you? Thank you for coming, Mordechai.